të kupturit e tekstit të dëgjuar. Ky është testi i të kupturit të tekstit të dëgjuar nga gjuha e huaj. Përbëhet nga dy detyra. Çdo incizim do ta dëgjoni dy herë. Do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i lexoni pyetjet para se ta dëgjoni tekstin dhe t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Derisa të dëgjoni, mund t'i shkruani përgjigjet tuaja në libresën e testit. Pas dëgjimit, do të keni kohë të mjaftueshme që t'i kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Detyra e parë. Lexoni pyetjet.
I woke when the German shepherd barked, his sharp warning slicing through my dream. Without streetlights or moonlight, my room was so dark I was disoriented, and I fought to kick off the sheet that was tangled around my legs. This wasn't our apartment in Houston. Where was I? As I struggled from sleep, I recognized the excited bay of the yellow Labrador far down the road, and the snarling, slathering of the Rottweiler on the nearby Emery place. As my head cleared, I remembered that I was in the old beach house that Mom and I had moved to a few days before. I knew, from just my limited experience with that row of hyper-fenced-in dogs, that not only had someone just walked down the road that dead-ended at our house, but whoever had come this way was still out there. We didn't have a dog, but we didn't need one. Those three were watchdogs for everyone on the road. The illuminated numbers on my bedside clock glowed 1:20. No one had any reason to be on our road at that time of night. Quietly, I moved inch by inch toward the glass French doors that overlooked the north side of the house, trying not to stub my toes on the books and shoes and other things I'd scattered across the floor. Before I'd climbed into bed, I opened one of the doors a few inches so I could enjoy the sound of the wavelets that slapped the shore and the salty, sour dampness of the night air. But now I felt an urgent need to close and lock the door.
Dëgjoni përsëri.
I woke when the German shepherd barked, his sharp warning slicing through my dream. Without streetlights or moonlight, my room was so dark I was disoriented, and I fought to kick off the sheet that was tangled around my legs. This wasn't our apartment in Houston. Where was I? As I struggled from sleep, I recognized the excited bay of the yellow Labrador far down the road and the snarling, slathering of the Rottweiler on the nearby Emery place. As my head cleared, I remembered that I was in the old beach house that Mom and I had moved to a few days before. I knew, from just my limited experience with that row of hyper-fenced-in dogs, that not only had someone just walked down the road that dead-ended at our house, but whoever had come this way was still out there. We didn't have a dog, but we didn't need one. Those three were watchdogs for everyone on the road. The illuminated numbers on my bedside clock glowed 1:20. No one had any reason to be on our road at that time of night. Quietly, I moved inch by inch toward the glass French doors that overlooked the north side of the house, trying not to stub my toes on the books and shoes and other things I'd scattered across the floor. Before I'd climbed into bed, I opened one of the doors a few inches so I could enjoy the sound of the wavelets that slapped the shore and the salty, sour dampness of the night air. But now I felt an urgent need to close and lock the door.
I lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi i detyrës së parë. Detyra e dytë. Lexoni pyetjet.
On Saturday, the 31st of October, 1964, a man arrived in the village. It was late in the evening. He was looking for somewhere to stay the night. He knocked at a door, and a woman opened it. "Good evening, madam," the man said. "I'm sorry it's so late, but can you help me, please? Is there a hotel in this village? I want to stay here tonight." The woman laughed. "A hotel? Here in Wood End? No, sir, I'm afraid there isn't." "What a pity," said the man. "I'm a stranger here, and I want to see your village tomorrow." The stranger was very polite. He was tall and had dark hair, and he had strange green eyes. "Perhaps Mrs. Harrison can help you," the woman said. "She has a room. Perhaps you can stay with her. Wait a minute, I'll get my coat and I'll take you there." The woman took the stranger to Mrs. Harrison's house. Mrs. Harrison gave him a room for the night. He was very glad. It was the last night of October, and it was cold. The next day was Sunday. The man looked round the village. He was very interested in the history of the village. He met some of the villagers and asked them their names. But he did not visit the church. That was unusual. The church in Wood End was the most beautiful building in the village. But the stranger was not interested in it. He did not go to church that night with all the villagers. It was the first Sunday evening of November. When the villagers came out of the church, the man had gone.
Dëgjoni përsëri.
On Saturday, the 31st of October, 1964, a man arrived in the village. It was late in the evening. He was looking for somewhere to stay the night. He knocked at a door, and a woman opened it. "Good evening, madam," the man said. I'm sorry it's so late, but can you help me, please? Is there a hotel in this village? I want to stay here tonight. The woman laughed. A hotel? Here in Wood End? No, sir, I'm afraid there isn't. What a pity, said the man. I'm a stranger here, and I want to see your village tomorrow. The stranger was very polite. He was tall and had dark hair, and he had strange green eyes. Perhaps Mrs. Harrison can help you, the woman said. She has a room. Perhaps you can stay with her. Wait a minute. I'll get my coat and I'll take you there. The woman took the stranger to Mrs. Harrison's house. Mrs. Harrison gave him a room for the night. He was very glad. It was the last night of October, and it was cold. The next day was Sunday. The man looked round the village. He was very interested in the history of the village. He met some of the villagers and asked them their names. But he did not visit the church. That was unusual. The church in Wood End was the most beautiful building in the village. But the stranger was not interested in it. He did not go to church that night with all the villagers. It was the first Sunday evening of November. When the villagers came out of the church, the man had gone.
Ju lutem që ti kontrolloni përgjigjet tuaja. Ky është fundi detyrës së dytë. Ju lutem kaloni përgjigjet tuaja në fletën e përgjigjeve. Ky është fundi i testit të kuptuarit e tekstit të dëgjuar.